The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Broadcasting from the Knapsack Files studios in Burbank, California, this is the Three Things of the Knapsack Files podcast feed. Hey, everybody. Hello. I'm waving at you. Why can't you see me? Oh, it's audio. I get asked a lot now that I'm jobless and nearly homeless. Ken, are you going to switch to video? Are you going to start a YouTube channel? I do have a YouTube channel. There's not a lot on there. Old clips, some stand-up, some sketch comedy, some little promotional things, an old wrestling match, an old wrestling promo. It's a junk channel. You can find it. Just search Knapsack. Like YouTube, it's not like Twitter, like twitter.com/Knapsack. It's like YouTube/user/chump/. Oh, you thought your name was going to be this. It's actually this. I don't know. Never been a huge fan of YouTube, even though it's largely responsible for why you're listening to me. I love appearing on other things. I love being part of other things that also appear on YouTube. I am not interested in necessarily starting my own channel. I appreciate the interest. A lot of you ask me. But that's just not for me. I hate editing. Loathe editing. Had to do it for a while. I actually started to learn it. I learned editing video on those big old machines where you put in like the 3/4-inch tape. And then you have the knobs and the big flashy buttons. It looked like I was controlling the Death Star, the gunner, like I was a Death Star gunner. And then you move things around your frames. And then you have to have, you know, 5-second pre-roll and all that stuff. When I learned video production, in high school, we had cameras that hooked to separate VCRs that were strapped in a little bag around my neck. That's how it was, kids. Let me tell you, you got your smartphones and you can edit on your phone. Unbelievable. But since I just don't have the patience for editing. There's people out there that do. People out there that love editing. They get a feel for it, and they're great at it. That is a skill. It is a passion. I have neither of those things. Not a lot of skills, not a lot of passions in life, and editing is definitely one. So for now, it's my voice. It's you, your ears, and me, kids. Let's gather around for the three things. It's usually three things on my mind. That's the original core idea of the show. For a while there, I broke it up. I was doing like three things on bananas. And that kind of bled over into what I also try to do with Life Ranked. And yeah, you know, I like this. This is more of a ramble. You okay with the ramble? I hope you're okay with the ramble. We got some great guests lined up. Coming up in June and beyond here, the Knapsack Files. I got a hot sizzler nights booked. Now, in this town, until it happens, that's when I announce it officially. Don't believe anything until it happens. But I do have a great hot sizzler nights booked soon. We got some guests. Right now, it's just you and me and the three things on my mind. And the first thing on my mind. What is on my mind this week? Well, it is patience. Patience. Have patience. Have patience. You don't have to hurry. That's an old song I used to hear, like a children's like growth book, musical book my mother would sit me down with, and you'd flip the pages, and it was a snail. I remember, I think the snail was blue. His name was probably Patience McPatience. I don't know. Patience McPatience? I don't know. But I remember that. And then there was like a little record, and you put it on. And so I would have the book and flip it. You know, when you hear the chime, turn the page. For the Star Wars ones, it was when you hear R2 chime, turn the page. Beep, boop, 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 and you turn the page. And there was a little like snail, and he was going slow. And he'd tell you, have patience, you don't have to hurry. That is a lesson that I try to learn. And I have a lot of patience in a lot of ways. In other areas, I don't have patience, so I'm trying to cultivate a little bit more patience. But patience also as it relates to career, as it relates to your goals, as it relates to timing. Push forward, get momentum in your career, focus on your dreams and turn them into your goals. Those are things you always hear me and others who are smarter than me say, but patience is part of that too, and timing. And looking back and realizing this happened and this led to this and this led to that. And then having the patience that it still might take just one more yard to get into the end zone. You might hand the ball off to the fullback just to get it in, to score the touchdown. We're talking sports. And that's where I'm at in my life right now with some cool things going on as my career adjusts and change. All jokes aside, it's been an interesting experience going to more the independent contractor freelance route in this entertainment digital media world. It has been ups. There has been ups and there has been downs, and then there's been even more downs, and then there's been a lot of credit cards. So it's all kind of been a lesson for me there. But I'm finding patience, but not confusing patience with procrastination. That's another thing that's kind of been in my brain right now. I have a tendency. I'm not what I would call a lazy person. I am a very deliberate person. And I can easily not get overwhelmed, but I can get unfocused if there's too many things out in front of me to focus on. So I'll make my lists, and then I ignore my lists, and then I make lists to remind me about my lists, make alerts to remind me about the notes on my fridge that are supposed to remind me about the other lists I ignored. I put it all out there, and then I go through it very deliberately and methodically. So it takes some time, and then what ends up happening is I push a lot of things off. And then I'm like, well, I'm just patiently waiting to see how things turn out. So don't confuse the two, procrastination and patience. Patience is more a state of mind. It is a state of being. It is taking a breath. It is being calm. And again, moving forward, there's things I wish I could say. I hope I could say again. I really believe in this town, this Hollywood. You wait till it happens. You wait till you cash the check before you say anything publicly. But I've got something kind of cool, mid-level. You would hear about it, and hopefully you will hear about it eventually. But it is something that is taken. Since, what year is this now? 2018. Let me do the math here. Oh, the fall of 2009. That is the first time I heard about this idea and started putting pen to paper and fingers to keyboards in the fall of 2009, a writing project, a show idea. And me and my team, me and my buddies all gathered roughly every Thursday. We really made a goal to have that be the thing. And then we worked on the project. We built the project. And then we had some close calls. We thought we kind of had an option for a little bit. You would be amazed at how little money that meant, especially then at the time, the digital media world. We're talking 2010. 2011, when it seemed like, oh, a web series seems like that's something we can do, right? And yeah, you could do it wasn't going to generate the funds. And then that didn't work, and then you're disappointed, and then things start to happen, and within the group, personal lives change, relationships take you in different directions, and then next thing you know, other projects are taking you all in different directions. I began producing the Schmoes Know podcast in around October 2012. So we're talking 3+ years after this particular project began. We're still working on it. 3 years. And I get the Schmoes job. Or start working with them on the podcast, I should say. And then that pulls me away because the podcast was on Thursday nights, which was our writing group time. So we tried to move it to accommodate me. And then other things happen. And then another one of my team, about 2012, 13, I can't remember now, around the same time. He and his then-girlfriend, now-wife, started working on a project over at Geek & Sundry. That is now giant. It's big. It has some dice and dragons involved. That pulled them, him away from the project. And then next, you know, I was working at Screen Junkies. This is 2015. The project is still kind of being kicked around. And we seemed as though it just lost momentum. And we didn't focus on it. So 2016, 7 years, almost 7 years, six solid years that we first started working on this project, it was pretty much out of our brains. But friendships form in other areas. Friendships form in different career paths and different choices. And the next thing you know, certain successes lead to other successes, which lead to new people. Then, you know, next thing you know, we're friends with a writer, a talented writer. And that writer comes along and says, hey, I'd like to do this, and we want her to lead us. And we're like, this is awesome. Next thing you know, there is new life. And it's 2018, mid-2018, almost 2019, which would put it in the 9 to 10 year mark that we first started working on this project. We have not just new life, perhaps a new direction on a new technology, you know, streaming, something that really wasn't what it was when we first started this project. And now you look back and you're like, ah, all those nights I fretted, all those nights we crumpled up our papers and said this isn't going to work, all those nights we sat there nostalgically looking back, wasn't that silly when we tried this project? It might happen now, and it couldn't have happened then. That is the patience I'm talking about with your life and goals and dreams. It's not always just about creative stuff. It's the things you're trying to work on. And this is not a new topic for me, patience. It's something I always need to remind myself for. And again, not to confuse it with procrastination. So here I stand now. It's the third thing on my mind this week, reminding myself that things sometimes happen for a reason. You want to be positive about it. You want to work. You want to create your momentum. But also, things will happen in time at the right time. Something that was not possible then, based on connections, based on technologies, based on avenues, based upon your own personal position in life. Now that can happen. I guess also the lesson is never give up. Never surrender. But have patience. Patience as it relates to real life, and patience as it relates to your goal. Which leads me to my number two thing this week on the three things on my mind is reacting, not responding. This is not from me. I've heard this a couple times. I wish I could credit directly who I heard this from recently, but I've actually heard it from a couple different places, and it's something going on. And I think it's important in this digital media, social media age where everyone has access, including you, including me, to get your thoughts and opinions out there right away. And sometimes these things come directly at you. And I'm not just talking about someone in the media space or someone who's known. That certainly brings a lot more reactions, but you might have a reaction. You might post something on Twitter. I like cheesecake. And maybe a friend of yours likes that tweet, and then that friend's like of your tweet pops up in someone else's timeline who doesn't even follow you. Next you know, that person's in your feed yelling at you about cheesecake. And it gets you angry. You have the option right then and there to react or take a moment and respond. I've had a lot of conversations with Joseph Scrimshaw and Jennifer Landover in Force Center. When we try to do that, we have some people, we're a pretty positive fan base, but sometimes things will happen. People don't disagree with us and they react in a certain way. So they post something, they write us something, and we want to hear them out. We want to hear where they're coming from. We don't want to just discount them, but sometimes the sun just sets in the right way, and my patience goes away, and I react versus respond. So what I will try to do is do not hover over the send button, the post button, the tweet button, the reply button. I'll pull back and say, Let me read through this, because there's nothing that gets more confusing and more misinterpreted than tone in texts, tweets, messages. It's hard enough to communicate in person. How many times have you got involved with a little bit of a tiff with a girlfriend, boyfriend, friend, family member, coworker, something that began over text message? I think there was a great Key and Peele sketch that dives into that. One person's happy, let's do this. The other person's like, oh my God, why is that person so angry at me? Now I'm angry at them. Boom. Then that person gets angry. Boom. And it just explodes, explodes, explodes. It's hard enough under those circumstances. But imagine now when you're trying to reach out and address something online. I think we should stop addressing a lot of things online to the level that we do. What a great and wonderful tool social media has been. It has done a lot of good things. It's kept me in contact with a lot of people I would have lost contact with years ago. It's given me you. It's given you me. So I actually really love it. But we've all watched in the last couple of years, just this change that's happened. And things that I don't like the trial by Twitter. I don't like a lot of hashtag justice. I don't like a lot of that. Meaning I don't like when the ants jump on the food on the ground and just, or a bigger bug that's dying and all the ants crawl out and it's gone. Carcass barely remains. I'm wary of that because a lot of times it's done in the name of good and it's done for good and the results are good. But a lot of times I just look at that, I'm like, wow, this could lead to a lot of bad things, which is why this has been on my mind this week. That's why this show's called The Three Things on My Mind, is reacting versus responding. Back when I was working security, there was a policy we had and adopted from other departments and agencies and stuff like that, that we call one step back, the one step back policy. So if you're walking up to a potentially combative suspect or an unhappy customer or anything, those situations, someone you walk up and you know it's a tense, heat-filled situation, you got to make contact. So you want to keep yourself at a safe distance. That's just for own personal safety. But then sometimes the interaction might get tense. And the person you're talking to, the subject, might be the one making it intense. Might be the one just turning up the heat on this boiling water. And then you might react as opposed to respond. And then the situation's, boom, stepped up. Or sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're just like, sir, ma'am, I'm here to help you. What you're doing must stop, but let's try to talk about this. And boom, they're upset. So you literally, physically would take one step back. Push the situation down at first. That should be your first goal. And sometimes that works. Sometimes it would not. And then you have to jump to the Admiral Raddus Rogue One situation of, I say we fight. That happens. It's just the way of it. Some people don't like to hear that, but that is the way of it. So I think that same approach, the one step back policy, should be used as much as you can, as most of the situations that you find yourself in. There are people out there, as Michael Caine would say, that just want to watch the world burn. That's the worst Michael Caine in the world. I'm not an impressionist. I'm not an impersonator. I'm horrible at words today. Who cares? I don't mind. Do you mind? I don't think so. I like it when I stumble over words. It's weird where my mind goes. But I think if we all could adopt that when possible, we might be a little bit better. And think about it. Think about your reaction and how you can translate that into a response. And then you find you actually can communicate. Had that recently on Force Center. Someone not happy with something they said, and they reacted. Oh, they reacted. And that got me unhappy because I felt the reaction was not correct and not fair. So I reacted at first. I deleted that reaction. thankful to the high heavens that I did, and responded. Strong, but empathetic. Empathy is dead, unfortunately, in a lot of areas. Build empathy. And then, you know, that led to a good dialogue, a good conversation, and everyone's in a better place. A handshake and a hug, and you're on your way. Reacting versus responding. That's something. I'm not clapping myself there. I'm just thinking aloud. That's what you're hearing. Wouldn't that be weird if I just started applauding myself? What kind of a-hole would that be? Great point, Ken. Great point. Now, but reacting versus responding, it's very much on my mind this week, seeing what's going on in the Star Wars fandom. I don't pay too much attention to it. And I don't mean like Jyn Erso, my head is down on the ground, you don't look up. I'm just like, I'm very aware of the situations in certain podcasts attacking certain authors and certain authors getting frustrated and all that kind of stuff and tensions flare. And I'm very much aware. I just don't roll up my sleeves and jump into that kind of stuff. I just do what I can want to continue to do with Force Center along with Joseph and Jennifer and be positive. Be critical when we need to be or want to be, but do it in a way that still highlights that this is all a fun space movie. But I see what's going on out there. And then the threads, man. Forget YouTube comments, a trash fire that they are. You want to control the trash fire as best you can so it doesn't breed other problems and doesn't turn into an all-out forest fire. But sometimes it is just a trash fire, and I think it's okay. Let it burn out. But other times, you must go out, and you must pull the weeds from the garden, and that's okay. And that is okay. It's more okay to me because, well, that was my line of work for a while. 17 years, I was pulling weeds from figurative gardens. And sometimes it gets ugly, sometimes it gets messy, and sometimes it gets violent, but that's the way it is until you face those weeds, until you're there. Trust me, a lot of you don't understand. You don't understand how those weeds hurt, how dangerous those weeds can be. But, hey, I'm okay with it. I say we fight. It's one of the reasons I like Radis. Get in there, roll up the sleeves, pull some weeds out, and you'll have some true peace on the other side. But before we even get that, work on reacting and responding. And I should say, work on responding before reacting. Pass that around. Let's see how we in our little circles can work on that kind of approach. Don't see a headline and react. Give it a beat. Don't see an idiot online and react. They'll still be an idiot. Maybe you can respond and communicate better with that idiot. And if you're like me and you're in a parking lot for a cramped grocery store, don't react negatively to every car pulling in the lot that causes you problems. Just take a breath and respond and have patience. Hey, it's a connective thread. So those are the first two things on my mind this week. Patience and responding versus reacting. Yeah, I think we can dig that. So what is my number one thing on my mind this week? Well, it has to do with things. Three things on things. No, it has to do with things, items, what you keep, what you save, what is junk, what is useless, what has value, and what really will you miss. You see, I had a pipe burst in my apartment recently. It destroyed a taping of the Afternoons with Josh and Ken, which can be found on its own RSS feed. Look for it on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, soon Spotify, all that stuff. Yeah, it's an advertisement. No longer on this feed. But it delayed that. And I had a, now look, it could have been worse. This pipe burst thing, could have been horrible. And I have to give full credit to Fate and Mark Andreyko for keeping this pipe burst situation to a minimum. What happened is I had a weird plumbing issue in my apartment for a while now. Something going on in the pipes. You flush the toilet and some of the weirdest sounds in the world I was like, is there a boa constrictor living in my pipes? What is happening? A lot of air chugging, trying to get through. I reported it. Now, I will say procrastinated a little bit. I didn't have patience. I just straight procrastinated the problem. It seemed to be getting worse. But then the plumber, who the apartment complex contacted, who's probably on retainer, whatever it is for them, he practiced some procrastination versus patience. And I tried to respond and not react, but he didn't come out. Or one of his men didn't come out. So I leave my house one day, busy, one of these days, one of those days where you're going around town, running errands, you're doing lunch meetings, blah, 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 and I come back. And I step into my bedroom, and I was like, well, all right, I got like an hour or so before the afternoons with Josh and Ken and special guest Mark Ellis takes place. Let me see what I can come up with to do, to entertain myself. I'll probably just play some video games. But all right, what are we going to do? So I walk into my room, and I had some comic books that I needed to either read or file. And the one that I had already read, but I needed to file into my boxes, which means put in a little plastic sleeve and tape the sleeve and put it in my little sections, was The Adventures of Nick Wilson, which is a comic co-written and co-created by Mark Andreyko from Movie Fights, Movie Trivia Schmodown, of course, wrote Wonder Woman 77, a lot of other things. Talented writer, great guy. So I owe Mark Andreyko because I love this comic so much, The Adventures of Nick Wilson. I had already finished it. Because if I had not finished it, it would have just laid on the bed and I probably would have gone on with my day, probably turned around and left my apartment. But I go to grab the comic and file it because I'm like, I must preserve this comic. And I walk into my second bedroom. That's also my gym room and my toy room. It's not as glamorous as you think, kids. Walk in there and I hear this horrible sound of water where water should not be heard. And I go to file the comic, which I did because comics first. And then that's when I notice, yes, there's something going on in the wall in my closet. This is the closet with all my collectibles, the ones that aren't on display elsewhere in my apartment. This is the spot where everything is. All the figures, G.I. Joe, Star Wars, Mask, Funko Pops, Game of Thrones, and comic books. And even though the comic books are in a plastic, each one's in a plastic bag, they're in a cardboard kind of comic book display, shelving situation. I do have a lot of plastic boxes, but I have things that are they're uncovered too. So there wasn't water bursting out of the wall yet, but I felt the carpet and it was soaked and getting soaker. Soaked and getting soaked soaker? I'm going to leave that one in too. Soaker. Soaked and getting wetter. Soaked and getting more wet. It was damp, baby. So I freaked out a little bit. Now, I freaked out and not in the sense that other people might. As you've heard, I have a background of being a trained first responder as well. So my adrenaline popped up and I did react. Here's a time where you need to react versus respond and have no patience. So I started pulling things out of that closet. And in the back of my head, I'm like, well, what am I going to pull out first? There's a lot of things I value. It's a lot of keepsakes, a lot of stuff from like even junior high, little papers and stuff that I wrote, the things that I've been holding on to. I just started yanking things out. I report this. The comic books came out first because of the cardboard. The bottom shelf started getting just a little wet. And then the figures and then some of the board games, Lego sets, Funko Pops, to my surprise, were pretty much the last thing I pulled out. That's right. The Funko Pops remained to the bitter end. And it got me thinking because I've dumped so much. I dumped so much money into Funko Pops. That here I am. Here I am. Yankin only says that the Funko Pops leave. And so the Funko Pops stay. And that got me thinking about what we really value. And what would you grab in a fire? What would you grab in an earthquake? And what really can you live without? And I started realizing stuff as I looked around my room. I think, and my apartment even now as I record. There's some things I'd want. Some things would be cool. I'm looking at some high school yearbooks down below. Those are the ones that got your signatures with the friends, so you might be able to track down another yearbook, maybe even from the school itself, but I'd want that. There's memories there. Memories are important. Reminders of the memories are even more important. But I'm looking around, and I had an epiphany. I think I could leave it all behind. I really think I would survive and be okay. And you see those people that lose everything in floods and everything in fires and everything in earthquakes and everything in natural disasters. You see the ones that, criminals break into the house on Christmas morning, steal all their gifts, and you hear these horrible stories and you wonder, not counting, not talking about human life, but talking about things. Can you get by? And it really hit me for perhaps the first time in my life with this, I will say again, minor pipe burst situation in my apartment. Got me thinking, there's nothing that I need to hold on to that much in here. Now, I still collect things. I'm still a pack rat. All right, I'm not quite a hoarder. I see your glances. I see your scorn. No. I am a collector. I do like having things. I like looking at things. I like displaying things. But I was almost relieved to discover that in this moment of haste with water running and ripping through a wall, which it almost did, thank God Mark Andreyko's comic Nick Wilson sent me in sooner to the closet than any other time any other thing would have that day. I'm okay. Everything else can be replaced. Everything else can be forgotten. You throw something away and then you forget you have it, and maybe it's okay that it's gone. So it was a minor moment. Everything's okay. It took about 2 weeks to get this wall hole repaired and the carpet repaired. The soakered water in the carpet there. Got it all repaired. It's A-okay. We're doing fine. But I had a great epiphany. All these things, like George Harrison once sang, all these things will pass. All these things will be dust one day too, just like me. And I'm okay with that. More than I thought I would be. So that is the three things on the Knapsack Files podcast feed. Maybe all over the place. Maybe some bad grammar-isk in this. But I hope you guys liked it. Let me know what you think about patience and reacting, responding, and what things you're okay separating yourself from. And what's your thoughts on that? Do you live a minimalist life? I'm sometimes jealous, envious of those kind of people who are like, nah, I have a box of stuff. I have an apartment of stuff. Maybe I'll get there one day too. Stuff is fun. I do like stuff. But maybe I'll get there one day soon. You can follow me at Ken Knapsack across all social media platforms. That includes Twitch. Don't forget we have a Patreon page, patreon.com/TheKnapsackFiles. There's some new things on there. If you haven't checked it out and you want to consider checking it out, a monthly private Spotify playlist that I also post. So if you don't have Spotify, you can get what the songs are and I write about them. That's on there at the lowest level. And then we added a new six-tier associate producer tier. And that gets you into the Knapsack Files boardroom, special broadcast, access to a special chat room, all that kind of stuff, and a personalized postcard after 3 months of service. All right, so consider checking that out if you want. But otherwise, just spread the word of what we're doing here on the Knapsack Files podcast feed and over on the Afternoons, a sister podcast of the Knapsack Files. Josh McCook and I cooking up some great stuff over there. Subscribe over there as well. That is it. That show wasn't that long. You didn't need that much patience. And you can react or respond. I'll see you guys next time here on the three things on the Knapsack Files podcast feed.